Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Meanwhile, Lee, okay. Do you remember when Rand Paul said, Senator Rand Paul, announced in March that, according to a high-level source that he had, that CIA chief John Brennan insisted that Hillary's fake Russia dossier be included in the intelligence report?
Right.
Remember the one? 17 intel agencies all agree, based on irrefutable evidence that we're not going to allow you to see, that, you know, there was Russian interference, Russian collusion, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. She didn't say Trump colluded directly, but, you know, they interfered and they tried to alter the election, all that crap. And I refused at the time to repeat it because I don't believe these guys. I don't believe anything that comes out of their mouth. And then we found out it wasn't actually 17 intel agencies. It was more like four. And Rand Paul said, hey, they used the junk dossier. It was Brennan's idea. And of course, everyone ignored him because it didn't fit the narrative. Well, lo and behold, now that they've lost, at least on that narrative anyway, guess who's singing the same tune as Rand Paul all of a sudden? Bob Woodward.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Woodward of the, he's totally a Russian agent. This is worse than Watergate. You know, Bob Woodward was one of the two reporters who did Watergate.
Yeah. So he's, Woodward and Bernstein.
Yeah, so he's been a big commenter on this, assuring everybody all along the way that it was totally legit. There's Russian interference. Trump probably did it, blah, blah, blah. And he would know because he's an expert at journalism or whatever. So Rand Paul says that everybody ignores it. And all of a sudden, Bob Woodward says exactly what Rand Paul said.
The dossier, which really is got a lot of garbage in it, and Mueller found that to be the case, early in building the intelligence community assessment on Russian interference, in an early draft, they actually put the dossier on page 2 in kind of a breakout box. I think it was the CIA pushing this. Real intelligence experts looked at this and said, no, this is not intelligence, this is garbage, and they took it out. But in this process, the idea that they would include something like that in one of the great stellar intelligence assessments, as Mueller also found out, is highly questionable.
So this isn't Rush Limbaugh, this isn't Ann Coulter, this isn't Sean Hannity, this isn't Mark Levin. This is Bob Woodward admitting that the Steele dossier is garbage.
Yep. Yeah. Very convenient, his timing and all. It's been garbage for a long time. That's been very clear.
Which, that's what you've been saying since day one.
We've all been saying for 2 years now. This is garbage. They couldn't prove it then. They can't prove it now. He went on to say, you know, the origins of this ought to be investigated. Thanks, Bob.
Yeah.
Where you been for 2 years?
That's what Bill Barr just told everybody.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. Yeah, again, with the media, they will never admit the truth until there is no other option but to admit the truth. They will obfuscate, obscure, do whatever. And this is a guy who assured us that there was Russian collusion with Trump. It's going to be there. We're going to find it was worse than Watergate.
Your Democratic Party, where truth is the final option.
Right. But don't worry, we'll go down fighting before we tell you. So this coming from Bob Woodward, I mean, this... It's so frustrating, Lee, because we've known the dossier was garbage for years. It's so hard to watch them be where we were a couple years ago. We want justice now. And they're like, oh, who knew? How could I know? Well, Mr. Genius, Mr. Watergate reporter, Mr. Pulitzer Prize winner, where the heck have you been? Well, you know what? Because they were willfully blind. That's all. If I can figure this out, mom of three, who does this talk show gig stuff on the side, by reading smart people, actual reporters, not fake reporters like Woodward, but real ones like Sarah Carter and Sundance and John Solomon in The Hill, who use real actual facts, Woodward could have figured it out too, had he cared.
Woodward and Bernstein are the prototypical investigative reporters. I mean, what they did to uncover Watergate was astounding.
I know.
It was a monumental piece of journalism, whether you like Nixon or not. It was a monumental piece of journalism. And so what you're telling us is that the very person that is put on the Pulitzer Prize-winning pedestal of journalism was unable to see something that most other folks saw 2 years ago.
Yep.
Because he didn't care to look into it.
Yeah, that was it. I think it, and who knows personally what it was for him. Did he know and ignore it because it was good for his gig and he wants to talk himself into retirement with cash in his pockets? Or, you know, was it just he never reads anything but CNN and Washington Post where he works? And so, you know, he just never saw any other information, blinders on. I don't know what it was. But here's the thing. If Bob Woodward knows that the dossier was junk and that this was the basis for this intelligence report that kicked this whole thing off, then the Washington Post knows it too. And where are they this morning?
Yeah, please.
He works for them. I mean, so just the endless lie, endless lies. But there you go. 2.5 years of hearing this like a broken record on talk radio, we finally get the esteemed Pulitzer Prize winning journalist Bob Woodward to admit it was real. Now, do you want to waste your time watching CNN for 2 years waiting for the truth, or do you want to listen to talk radio and figure out what's actually going on a daily basis?
I tell you what will really frustrate you. If you do like I do and look at Reddit occasionally, and you will still see these false narratives that are put out there about Trump. I mean, I get it. Most of the folks on the internet and the social media types are going to be anti-conservative. They're anti-Trump. It doesn't matter what he does. He could cure cancer tomorrow, and they'd still, you know, complain that he's putting doctors and nurses out of work. So, but the stuff that's out there that still keeps getting regurgitated repeatedly throughout all these false narratives that have already been disproven keep getting brought back up over and over and over again. Oh, he's a liar. He did this. He's a Putin puppet and all this other stuff. None of this is true. It is demonstrably false. And yet the damage has been done and it continues to propagate.
See, look here. Look at this. Texture writes the same thing you're saying. Like, I have always heard the biggest part of the dossier was unproven. What's new? Again, you listen to talk radio.
Yes, exactly.
It's not new.
Yeah.
It's not new. But this is shockingly new if you get your news from CNN or the Washington Post. This is a bombshell in their world.
The If This Is True networks.
Yeah, if this is true, then. Anonymous sources say, then.
We can't get anyone to confirm this, but.
Because we didn't really try, and if we tried too hard, it would fall apart. So here's our story. Meanwhile, we've never seen anything like this before either, Lee, unless, you know, correct me, you're older than I am. Maybe you remember something like this. I've never seen anything like this. The precipitous double-digit dive in CNN, which was the lead outlet for the Russia hoax, and MSNBC. They are still in a double-digit nosedive in ratings. And Trump actually made fun of them the other day for their ratings.
Again.
Yes. And he posted a Daily Caller article on the 20% and 30% primetime loss that they have taken. And what is fascinating about this is not, I mean, if it is to happen over a year or something, you could put it on the host, or maybe they're boring or something.
Right.
But no, it literally started the day that Bill Barr's memo came out. And we were told the Russian hoax was actually a hoax, which was news to their listeners. I mean, it went out to us, but it was news to their listeners. I mean, this was a shock. And they have never recovered since then. And have you ever seen this? We've seen some, you know, primetime stations come and go and the ratings go up and down. But have you ever seen a loss of ratings tied to a loss of credibility like this before?
Not really, no, because I don't think that there has ever been such a tremendous media hoax that has been perpetrated on the American people by the mainstream media. Because, I mean, this whole thing about Russian collusion, false. The whole thing about obstruction of justice is going to be false because there is no obstruction. Number one, there was not a credible legal reason to have a special counsel to begin with, which means you had an unconstitutional investigation of the president, and then, of course, you didn't find anything. And you can't have obstruction of justice when all you do is talk about firing somebody that you never fired.
Right. And stopping an investigation that concluded.
And I wonder who these people are that aren't watching anymore.
Me too.
I'm pretty sure that your dyed-in-the-wool Democrats, your liberal progressive socialists that are out there, they're going to continue to watch. They're going to continue to listen to that. It's not going to make any difference because They're like me and Fox News. I make an effort to see and listen to and try to get exposed to some of these things just so I can sort of discern what the truth is. And listen, Fox News is not perfect. Don't get me wrong. I've got some issues with the way they do things as well. But these dyed-in-the-wool, diehard Democrats are going to continue to watch. So are these the moderates, the people in the middle, who are thinking, I'm either tired of this or, gee, these folks lied about this for 2 years?
Texter writes, I've heard that on CNN and all the networks. You are crazy. That's been reported everywhere, talking about the dossier. No, you're misunderstanding. What Woodward has just said here, that the dossier has been debated since BuzzFeed published it and then got sued for libel. And you know, all the other networks use the BuzzFeed report to do it. What is new in what Woodward is admitting, which we've always known, is he's saying he's trying to pin this on the CIA, and he's saying, hey, listen, Brennan shouldn't have included that in that intelligence report. We were told we had to believe like the Bible, you know, the one 17 intel agencies say, so you must believe. Actually, we got it wrong. It was four, but four say, and so you must believe. That's the new hook there. We've known that. That's been out there. And the point is, Rand Paul said it. It's been reported before by Solomon. It's been reported before by Sarah Carter. Everyone ignored them. Rand Paul did it, put it out there in March. He was ignored. But Bob Woodward says it. Now it's the gospel truth. It's ridiculous. In other words, everything we've been told from the beginning was a lie. Oh, well, we know for a fact there's Russian interference, Russian collusion. Based on what? Based on the intel report. Oh, by who? These people who used the fake dossier and told us it was real. At least told us the report based on it was real. Now Woodward's like, oh, guess it wasn't real. It's frustrating. Anyway, the truth, you know what the good thing is here, though, Lee? At least it takes forever, but at least we are seeing the truth coming out eventually.
Yeah.
So maybe we can still believe in that eventually it will come out, and we hope we live to see it. Texter writes, Tara, we have to quit whining about the media. We, the people, have news choices. The deep state sewer has put the largest hoax on the American people. The media is just an arm of them, period. Yes, I agree with that. Texter writes, after Creepy Joe's announcements finally come to me, the movie Matrix is a true story. It's the only way any of this makes sense. Oh, we live in strange times. We do. Okay. Speaking of which, a win? I think so. A stunning thing. I couldn't believe it when I saw it this morning. Couldn't believe it was real. Seemed like a miracle, actually. And in a way, it was. Did you see what just happened? I'm going to tell you what happened here. I'm going to tell you why it happened. And there is only one reason that it happened. And that is, there is terror working its way through the deep state because of the things they have done. Let me take you back in time to set this up properly. Do you remember Edward Snowden? How could you forget Edward Snowden? And you remember the whole story behind Edward Snowden? Because very few people have been given that whole story. Hero of the left, because he stole the stuff he did, took the stuff he did under Bush. And then the left turned on him once they realized he had voted for George W. Bush. What did Edward Snowden do? He exposed the existence of an illegal NSA spy program. That program was only ever supposed to be picking up metadata, which is your text, your emails, who you call, who you associate with, all that kind of stuff, on terrorists. And incidentally, if it picked up Americans' communications because they were talking to the terrorist or unknowingly talking to the terrorist, that would be okay. Those people's names had to be masked. That was the program Congress authorized. Instead, they disregarded what Congress said and started picking up everything, all of it, on everybody, regardless of who you were talking to. 100% swept it all up. And then James Clapper, you'll remember, who's the director of National Intelligence, went before Congress because they'd heard about this. This was an illegal program. They hadn't authorized that extent of information gathering. And he was asked under oath, hey, are y'all doing that? Edward Snowden, you know, was watching this. Are y'all doing it? He said, oh, no, we would never do that. He was helping to oversee the very program he lied to Congress about. Well, Snowden saw that, and he knew he had to out the program after he watched Clapper perjure himself before Congress and lie about the existence of the program. And so Snowden leaked its existence. It was always an illegal program. Violates the Fourth Amendment, for starters, and was never fully authorized by Congress in the form it took. It was a disaster and a horror and an aberration. And so after this all came out, Snowden and Glenn Greenwald and others attempted to explain to us that the danger of this program was that it might be used for spying on political opponents. Why did everybody's stuff have to be vacuumed up? And sure enough, that's exactly how it was used. Now, we know about the FISA scandal, right? We've talked about it endlessly. The bigger scandal, I have always said, was the use of the NSA database to spy on political opponents, which we know happened. Hundreds of times alone just using Samantha Power's login. I remember Samantha Power was Obama's UN ambassador. Why the heck she even needed a NSA login, I have no idea. She doesn't do investigations, yet she had one, which was scandal alone. Never mind that the NSA had illegally swept up all of these Americans' communications, everybody's. And then the horror of finding out that the Obama administration was using that database exactly as Snowden warned it would be used. Snowden, in retrospect, looks like a genius. He was right to warn us. And he paid a terrible price. I mean, he's essentially forfeited his right to live in America and lives a life on the run, just so you could know. And through all of that, the NSA has demanded, fought to keep this stupid program that they have. That they have used against the American people, that they, I should say, let Obama's people use against the American people, turn into an arm of the opposition research part of the Democrat Party. It was never supposed to be used that way, only to go after terrorists, right? And they have fought tooth and nail to keep it. Until yesterday, when the National Security Agency recommended, this is stunning, that the White House abandon it, like Snowden wanted. The NSA has just adopted Edward Snowden's position. Snowden must be flipping out. They say that they recommended the White House abandon the program that collects information about America's cell phones, you know, phone calls and text messages. It was never legal to begin with. Only the terrorist monitoring part was. They shouldn't even have all this junk. They recommended against seeking the renewal of the One Secret spying program. This is from the Associated Press. Which amounts to an about-face by the agency. Oh, wow. They want to get rid of the program that they fought so long to keep? Why? Because they're about to go down hard. Now, the timing of this is really fascinating. Let's see, Bill Barr's about to start looking into all this stuff? Interesting. But something else happened this weekend, something that almost everybody probably missed. It was a big deal. It was historic, actually. It was breaking news, which is why you never heard anything about it. Sundance, at a website called the Conservative Treehouse, he's a genius. He's put most of this together months to years before anybody else, just mapped out, using the Mueller report, how the Obama administration used the FISA applications and searches of the NSA database for emails and texts and all that kind of stuff to spy on the Trump administration, Trump campaign, and probably several other Republican campaigns as well. Just mapped it out and laid it out over the weekend. And all of a sudden, the NSA doesn't want that program they fought so hard for. Why? Because they're preemptively trying to save their rear ends. They are knee-deep in this. Oh, that? No, we don't want it. We don't need it? No, we don't need that. Not us. We'll make it go away. Like, right now. Whose idea was that again? Trump's? No, it was ours. Huh. Wow. Okay. Right after Sundance puts the whole thing together. It's all right there in the Mueller report if you want to dig for it. Puts that on the back of the parts of the FISA application that we know about and then ties it all together with links. It's an amazing piece. And all of a sudden, the NSA just doesn't want that program anymore. Do you ever think you'd see the NSA adopt Edward Snowden's position on the program? That's because they're scared to death. They are going down. Maybe. Let's put it this way. When the information comes out on what they allowed Obama to do with that program, that was only ever supposed to target terrorists, not Republicans, not Republican politicians, it will become clear that somebody should be indicted. And they're covering their proverbial rear ends. This is a bombshell, folks. And it tells you exactly how much trouble the deep state is in. Okay, just a little exercise in contrast here, Lee.
Okay.
We've had two great announcements in the last couple of days, and it just shows the upstate's on fire in terms of development, right?
Yes.
So we got Lockheed Martin, couldn't have missed that.
Yeah.
And then we got a new technology announcement, $19 million investment, big tech company associated, Nikki Haley's husband's a partner.
Yeah, in Pickens County.
In Pickens County. And what's happening is we've got this big base of engineers here, and when you got a lot of those in one place, that's the employment pool that, a lot of these companies need. And so there, you know, we're beginning to see aerospace stuff come here and other kinds of things, which is really cool. So that's going on. So Henry McMaster, as he should have been, was all over this announcement and, you know, took some credit for it and was very excited for the state. And that's all good. That's all awesome. And you know, I say bring more. This is great. This is wonderful. We love to see growth and employment and all of that kind of stuff. But I want to just quick exercise in scale here for a moment as we take a victory lap. And again, there's nothing wrong with a victory lap. It's just the scale. That's the problem. Here's the problem. Okay, so Henry McMaster points out that the aerospace industry, which of course Lockheed Martin is a big part of,
right,
is a $7.9 billion industry now, including now with the Lockheed Martin announcement in the state.
Right.
$7.9 billion. So that's awesome. And huge victory lap, big news, over 400 jobs building the new F-16 in Greenville. Maybe more eventually someday. 400 jobs. That's nothing to sneeze at. Those are going to be highly paid jobs, highly qualified people. It's really good for the region, right?
One would hope.
But no, I don't dispute any of that. But let's just do an exercise in scale for a minute. Let's look at what's going on in another place in the country that has a ton of natural gas, like we do, mm-hmm, off our coast. We refuse to even explore.
Right.
Right. It has been estimated by previous estimates, and we've gone over the reports here, I won't bore you with them, that off the coast of North and South Carolina, we have more natural gas and oil than the rest of the East Coast states combined. Okay. So we are patting ourselves on the back, taking a victory lap, massive announcement. Wow, 400 jobs. This means we'll have a total $7.9 billion aerospace industry in South Carolina. Okay, cool. But listen to this announcement. This is the kind of announcement we could have. $32 billion investment. Keep in mind, the whole aerospace industry is just $7.9 billion.
Right.
The Appalachian Basin is the site of a $32 billion pipeline that they are building to move the fracked natural gas. How many jobs? 400, 500, 600? 124,000 jobs. That's between the refineries and the pipelines, to be spread across Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. Well, that makes the Lockheed Martin announcement look like a rounding error, doesn't it? 400 jobs. Yeah, we'll throw a paragraph in at the end of the article. I mean, look at the size and the scope of what you can do with natural gas. I mean, even if we leave the oil in there because we're somehow terrified that the water off Myrtle Beach will get even more dirty than it already is. And people across the country are beginning to figure it out. It's loaded with sewage. You wouldn't want to go in with a cut. God forbid you'll end up in the hospital. We got to protect Myrtle Beach. Why? It's declining. I mean, we're seeing a hotel room night decline statewide of about 2%. That's massive. And if you look at, like, where's that coming from? We're a great tourism state. It's mostly Myrtle Beach. Why can't we do both? So, I mean, you look at the scale of the excitement again over the F-16. Nothing wrong with the victory lap. Very excited with upstate. I'm not bashing that. Yes. I think it's great. Yeah. I couldn't be more excited. Yeah. I love to see people love the upstate and want to move here like I did. But 400 people in a $7.9 billion industry statewide, the governor's like, wow, this is great. Not compared to what we could have. You know, 124,000 jobs, 3,500 miles of new repurposed replaced pipelines and refinery facilities. Now you're thinking, well, that'll look ugly. No, it won't. Again, I've had the CEO of the Berkeley Electric Co-op on, and he's like, look, we have so much state-owned land in this state that we can run these pipelines on. You won't even see them. And part of that, especially in the Lowcountry, is because so much land is below the floodplain. You can build stuff on it. It's fine. But, you know, in terms of putting stuff there, but people don't buy that land because they don't want to put a house on it because you can't insure it.
Right.
And he's like, I can take state-owned land and run this pipeline across the state if I need to. He's like, I will barely even have to take any property. He's like, I can cut electric bills in half. This place will boom. And again, as we've had Representative Jeff Duncan on, he sits on the committee that approves all this, and he will tell you that the platforms are not like they used to be. You can be on the fifth floor of a hotel looking out over the ocean. You can't see it. Mm-hmm. Why can't we try? Why can't we just explore? And then look, if it's going to mess up the look of the place, we'll have the debate. I get that. I get you won't want that. I don't want that either. But can we not just explore? When you look at these numbers, 124,000 jobs, $32 billion worth of investment. Not 400 jobs a pop because we got one Lockheed Martin. I mean, it's great, but not compared to what we could have when we've got the largest offshore supply on the East Coast of oil and natural gas.
And they're worried about a temporary risk to beachfront property if there was some kind of spill.
Of the oil, and not the gas.
Exactly. And I will bring this up again. Apparently, the state is perfectly fine with the risk of nuclear contamination at the nuclear plants across South Carolina, one of which is in Seneca, where there's three nuclear reactors there with Duke Energy. They're perfectly fine with damming up rivers and flooding permanently thousands of acres of land across the state of South Carolina, Hartwell Dam, Lake Kiowee, you know, all these the dams that they have where they are willing to dam these rivers up and, you know, produce electricity. They're perfectly willing to have that risk of a dam break that could, you know, be catastrophic downstream. Perfectly willing to risk upstate South Carolina just so we don't have a temporary spill in Myrtle Beach.
Yeah. I mean, when you're talking about, when you look at what is in the region in terms of nuke plants, I mean, parts of the upstate easily could become uninhabitable.
And I'm not against nuclear energy.
Forever.
I'm all for it.
Yeah, yeah,
and that's
the point.
One thing that that we are really missing the boat on here, is that we are not expanding that in this country.
But we're not, because guess what? Natural gas is so cheap.
Yeah.
That's why they haven't expanded, because it's cheaper than nuclear energy. So when you're talking about, you know, just watching the governor take that victory lap yesterday. Wow, 400 jobs, and now it's a $7.9 billion industry. Who cares? I mean, it's great and all. I'm not knocking that. Yeah. He was right to celebrate. I'm glad it's coming to the upstate. No problems there. Don't misunderstand me. But when you're looking at what Ohio and West Virginia are doing in Pennsylvania, 124,000 jobs, not 400, 124,000 jobs, $32 billion in investment.
And our state is actively, our state government and the legislature and the governor, actively
Fighting it,
putting blindfolds on and tying our hands. No, we're not even going to look and see if it's there.
Our attorney general is suing the Trump administration to stop exploration, not fracking, not development, exploration. God forbid. I mean, you know what it is, Lee? If people knew, wow, we could have 124,000 new jobs and $32 billion of investment. We have this massive field off the coast. They'd go crazy wanting to do it.
Yeah, and that's why
they can't have anybody know.
And that's why, that's exactly it. That's
the stupidity,
why we can't
the grinding stupidity. I mean, my gosh, at the rate of 400 jobs a pop, how long will it take us to get to $32 billion of investment? By the way, these pipelines and the associated natural gas, not oil, natural gas facilities over time, over 30 years, are projected to add, are you ready for this? $92 billion to the U.S. GDP out of those three states.
And just think what's going to happen in the next recession. There will come a time, you know, where there will be an economic cycle where we have a downturn. It will come again. And there's less demand for planes, less demand for cars, less demand for tires.
And vacations.
Less demand for vacations and ATVs and all the other stuff that we manufacture in this state. But you know what? There will always be demand for energy.
Yep. Especially cheap
energy. And if we get hit with another recession and this state suffers, remember this, folks.
Remember it, I know. Oh, and by the way, the other good news, though, is remember when Hillary and Bernie both doubled down and promised to ban all fracking?
Yeah.
Again, here's $32 billion of investment and 124,000 jobs they would have blocked.
Yep.
There are devastating consequences to a Democrat win, folks. You can measure them mathematically. Texter writes, Tara, a nice coat of oil on Dirty Myrtle's Beach would be a major improvement. Don't get me started on that. Texter writes, hey, Tara, your offshore South Carolina oil data sure doesn't match the other side's data. Probably both data's skewed. Why don't you invite Representative Cunningham on the air for an hour to debate with Jeff Duncan? Okay, let me take this on for a second. The oil data I prefer to use comes from the oil companies. Ha-ha, so you're in with big oil. No. If big oil didn't think there was oil and natural gas off the coast, They wouldn't bother running expensive commercials on this station. They're capitalists. If big oil and big natural gas didn't think there was a massive reserve out there, which they've done multiple reports saying there is, they wouldn't have done the reports. They would have no interest. They'd bypass the state. They wouldn't care. But my answer to your text would be, let's see. That's what I'm fighting for. You're right. Your offshore SC oil data sure doesn't match the other side's data. The other side hasn't done any exploration or estimating. They haven't. The oil industry and the natural gas industry has. I say, let's settle it by getting our attorney general to stop fighting Trump, stop suing Trump, and allow exploration. Let's settle it. If there's no oil or natural gas out there, by God, the oil companies will run away. And Representative Cunningham and all the greenies will get everything they want. There won't be any drilling or any more exploration or anything. And no fracking. I could go out there and frack and drill if there's no oil. They're not idiots. So you and I are saying the same thing. Let's find out. Let's just explore. Not the end of the world. Let's explore. I'm not even talking about committing to anything as radical as fracking and extracting it so that we could have 124,000 jobs and $32 billion worth of investment. God knows we don't want that. Just a little exploration. Let's settle this thing with science. Doesn't your side want settled science? Let's get some for the oil and the natural gas off the coast. A texter writes, heard Limbaugh on Monday talking about California eliminating oil drilling, and I'm yelling at the radio, it's not as ridiculous as South Carolina. I know, we won't even explore. Some days I feel like I live in California, I swear. The stupidity that comes out of Columbia. Texter writes, Tara, people don't realize that we still have the risk. Tankers go up and down the coast all the time. Look, I want to bang my head. How do you think the oil gets here? And we buy foreign oil, right? It comes on the tankers. Where do most oil spills happen? Well, I saw the movie Horizon. It's on the platform. No, it's not. An oil platform spill is incredibly rare in the last 100 years. Oil spills off the tankers. And they're already going up and down the coast, you morons. Let's just ban them from going up and down the coast. Well, then we couldn't drive our cars. God, I'm going to bang my head on the bloody spot. This is the stupidity that comes out of Columbia. I swear there is not a person in Columbia with an IQ above 80. Texter writes, tell Hugh Leatherman the project would require a bunch of concrete. I'll do anything at this point. Texter writes, my family and I have been on a week-long vacation 3 of the last 4 years, and we didn't go to a South Carolina beach. We went to Florida Panhandle area on the Gulf, where they have plenty of drilling and beaches. They blow Myrtle Beach away. If you want to improve South Carolina beaches, they should follow the Florida example. Listen, I mean, pick up the phone and call the darn Florida Chambers of Commerce along the coast. Find out how they did it. Now, that would require at least 5 to 10 extra IQ points. It's too much for Columbia. Too much for our governor. Texter writes, need to say, think of the tax money offshore oil would bring. South Carolina loves tax money. Texter writes, Tara, why are we buying foreign oil while being an while we are exporting it? Because there's different blends. It's not just one kind. Some kinds we make, some kinds we buy. It just depends on what's the cheapest and most capitalistic to purchase. Have a great rest of the day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.